This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday as we just get the week going. Aren't you so excited to be here, Chris? All right. So we're going to talk about beating inflation here in a second. Remember that tiny cabal of Republican senators always screwing us over? Yeah, there's another one. Someone has an app to see if you're dead. Emailed. So much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I brought it up again and again and again and again in 7 years of doing radio. God only knows how many times I brought this up, but I'm going to bring it up again because I actually do want your life to be better. How do you beat inflation? You can't make the currency be more valuable. You don't have that power. I don't have that power. It's beyond us. And if we're being honest, it's never going back to where it was in recent memory. We're never going to have a dollar as valuable as it was in 2020 because we shut down an economy for a chest cold and printed $7 trillion. So now this is our life. Anyone telling you they're going to get inflation down is lying. You can stop it from growing, which Trump has, for the most part, to his credit, but it's never going back down. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you're permanently stuck unless you get a promotion, unless you make more money? Does that mean you're permanently stuck living a lower standard of living than before? Maybe. It might mean that. But where do you live? I have statistics. This is from U-Haul. You know that moving company? I'll tell you a story about U-Haul in a moment, but that moving company, U-Haul? U-Haul, they are one of the best gauges for where people are moving to because they have to track where the trucks are getting dropped off. Guess what their top 10 is? Now, this is just the metro areas, I should clarify. They don't have the rural areas, but it tells you all you need to know. Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Austin, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Nashville, Tennessee, Charleston, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, and Brownsville and McAllen, Texas. Why are people going to the red areas of the country? Because you can actually afford to live there. I know inflation is bad everywhere. I'm not going to tell you that, hey, once you get to Texas, inflation will be gone. That's not true at all. We've had the same loss that you've had, but your money goes so much further in a red state. Things are so much more affordable in a red state, and it's not just where we are now. For the future, it will be worse and worse and worse in the blue areas, in part because of what we just pointed out. The blue areas are getting bluer because anyone with the means, anyone who can do it, is getting out. So now, where you may have had previously kind of a purple congressional district, maybe your county, your town, maybe the mayor had to, he had to pretend to not be totally insane. Only now he's wearing leather chaps at the local LGBTQ parade. Why? He studies the demographics of his town too. He knows any attempt he previously had to make at sanity is gone. And now that it's all blue, all he has to do is cater to the animals. It's going to be more taxes, more regulations, more everything. If you can, leave. That's all I'm saying. if you can, leave. Hey, middling IQ, this guy says. That's not nice. It seems to me that the insanity of sanctuary cities and states can be abolished legally or by D.C. law. Is this wrong? Okay, so let's get something clear about sanctuary cities. Here's how it works. Remember that a state, a city, they can't just defy federal law. Federal law in this country, there's a whole legal history behind it we don't have to go into, but federal law is supreme. So if the federal government was to say marijuana is illegal, we have determined that it is a violation of federal law if you possess an ounce of marijuana. Texas can't step up and say, it's legal to possess an ounce of marijuana. Those laws sound like they're conflicting, right? They are conflicting. The federal law supersedes it. Sanctuary cities. How does it actually work? It's not, this is the problem with it. All these things have to be enforced by flesh and blood human beings, and a lot of these people are communists now. How it works is the city itself can't make any legal, right? If I'm a Pedro and I'm here illegally, I can't just walk into Los Angeles and all of a sudden become legal. But what these cities, what these states mean is they'll practically make you legal without officially making you legal. California, might as well stay right there. I'm Pedro. I'm here illegally. I can not only acquire a driver's license, I can acquire a CDL. That's an official government document. Now, California, again, they're staying within the federal law. They didn't make me a citizen because California doesn't have the power to make me a citizen, but they can do everything humanly possible to make me a citizen without making me a citizen. So you're breaking... you're breaking the heart behind the law, the motivation behind the law, but you're not violating the letter of the law, right? You're violating the spirit of the law is the best way to put it, not the letter of the law. How else does it work? Well, let's say you're in Texas. Red Texas, definitely the redder parts of Texas. County sheriff pulls you over. You're drunk. He checks out your papers. You're here illegally. How's it going to work from here? He's taking you down to county jail, and there he will hold you until the federal government, until ICE essentially shows up, and they will take possession of you, process you, deport you. How does it work in LA County? They'll turn you loose because they think the feds might come get you. This has been a big controversy within states like New York. New York did this recently. New York is taking illegals. We're talking bad criminals. Think about how evil this is, how evil the Democrat Party is now. They are taking bad, bad, bad dudes. And because they think ICE is going to show up at the county jail, they're going to show up at the local jail and deport them, they're instead opening up the jail doors and sending the illegals back out into the streets so the feds can't arrest them, violating the spirit of the law, but not the letter of the law. That's the point of sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. Now, you can only really deal with this kind of thing in a, well, if we're going to keep it peaceful, you can only deal with this in a couple different ways. You must, without question, cut off their funding. Congress doesn't have the guts for that, but you have to cut off their funding. Trump is cutting it off everywhere he can find it. Two, you have to put the highest number of ICE agents into those sanctuary areas because, as we discussed a little bit last week, I think that was on Friday, that's where you're going to find the most illegals. So you might as well, if you have limited resources, and ICE has very limited resources, you might as well send the highest number of agents into those particular cities because that's where you know the illegals are. Now, those are the peaceful solutions. We can discuss, perhaps we should discuss it some other time. We can discuss probably what has to be done. We cannot have hostile foreign city states operating inside of our borders. Not saying New York City has to be run like rural Montana. Not saying that at all. There's always going to be differences there. Differences in values and people, and that's totally fine. But we can't allow the blue areas of the country to thumb their nose at immigration law. That cannot be allowed to go on. At some point in time, we're going to have to take steps to rectify that. None of those steps look good. None of them look good. Those steps all involve the military, the suppression of lower jurisdictions. It's all bad. It's all bad. But bad is going to be par for the course when you have hostile foreign city states, essentially rebellious cities within your borders. Anyway, let's do some emails. I had a question posed to me last week that apparently caught your interest, and I'm about to help you with something, I think. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get to those in a second. Someone sent me this clip from apparently the Golden Globes were last night, and there's this.
To my brown sisters and little brown girls watching tonight, our softness is not a liability. Our depth is not that, it's not too much. Our light does not need permission to shine. We belong in every room we walk in. To our voices matter and our dreams deserve space. Thank you so much, everybody.
What does that mean? Is there still some make-believe world where black women are oppressed in America? Is that something that actually exists in the minds of enough people in this country? How long are we going to have to suffer through this endless crap every single time a black woman does something of note in the country? How long are we going to have to pretend like it's 1965? It's so exhausting. All right, let's set that aside. I brought up last week, someone asked me a question about socks. I had no earthly idea that this would spark something in so many people, but something it's almost impossible to notice is trends by email. Remember, you can email me, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jewish producer Chris prints them for me. Yeah, I read all the ones that aren't too long or don't suck. He filters those out. If you're complaining about ads, he'll filter those out too. But if it's a normal email, I get them all. I read them. I try to read them all. Socks. Don't take what I'm about to read as an endorsement from me, because it's not. But here's some sock suggestions for you people looking for socks. And one company in particular came out smelling like a rose. This guy said, I'm Will from Spokane. All I can say is Bomba socks, B-O-M-B-A. All right, I never heard of them, but that's Will's endorsement. Another guy says the best socks for longevity have always been Puma. All right. Bomba and Puma were two suggestions. But now we get to the star of the show. And please, I pray to God this isn't made in China crap. I pray to God it's not owned by some dirty commie. And I'm not telling you this as a personal endorsement, because I've never put a pair of these things on in my entire life. But my word, you apparently have. And here they are. Jesse. Darn Tough socks are guaranteed for life in many styles and needs, made in the USA and Vermont. The only socks I wear everything in the past 10 years. Look, I'm just going to read through a couple of these. Jesse, catching up on Friday's show, I've been on an odyssey for 10 years after the Marines to find the world's greatest sock. The set lasted 10 years. They were every single day comfortable. Darn Tough socks is the answer. Jesse, I heard about email about socks. Please give Darn Tough socks a try. My husband loves them. They're 100% wool, made in America, lifetime warranty. They run about $25 to $30 a pair. Chris, Corey, get ready to give Chris oxygen. $25 to $30 a pair. Another one. Devil Dog. Try Darn Tough Socks. They're pricey, but they have a... Okay, so it was so overwhelming, I felt the need to tell you. I'm just passing along what... That's not even all of them. What people passed along to me. I've never heard of Darn Tough Socks in my life. Wow. What, Chris? Chris said, buy some and tell me how they are. You know, Chris, you could pony up $25 for one pair of socks. Okay, pal. I'll tell you what. If I take the plunge, and I'm seriously thinking about taking the plunge tonight. If I take the plunge, I'll get you a pair. All right? I'll get you a pair of socks. Corey, do you want some socks? Some darn? All right. I'll get you both a pair. Let's do it. You know what, Chris? Wait a minute. We have the company credit card. No, hear me out. No, Chris, listen. We'll list it as a show expense. Do they require the receipt? We do have to upload the receipt. Can you edit it or something? No, I just mean be dishonest. I mean edit the name and stuff like that. All right. So, how are we going to sell this to corporate? I'm not sure. Chris, this is your area. Isn't moving money around in that kind of... What? Shouldn't... Don't you have a process for this? What? Go ahead. That's a very good point, Chris. We have to be comfortable in the office. How are we supposed to do the world-famous Jesse Kelly show if we're worried about our feet? Our feet are everything. We basically had no other choice, Chris. We had no other choice. We had to. You want my credit card? I'll give it to you. Just get us each one pair. We're trying them out. We're trying them out. And would you please look them up and make sure this isn't run by some scumbag communist? Because I'm going to feel terrible if I just went on some long rant about Darn Tough Socks and it's going to be some dirtball company. I do like Made in America, though. Made in America is nice because that is so rare anymore. And I'm so ashamed of all the time I spent in my youth not caring about that. All I cared about were prices. No, I'm just going to go. I was always at Walmart. I'm just going to go to Walmart and get the cheapest thing ever. And it's all made in China or Cambodia or something like that. I just want the cheapest. I don't care. American jobs. I was naive. Hey, Jesse. It seems we're always playing defense and following the rules is a losing game. Why don't Republicans play the Democrats' game and start importing patriots from failing European countries like Germany, Italy, Ireland, the UK, so on and so forth to increase our voting bloc? I understand the motivation. I'm okay with some of it. You just got to be careful trying to win at their game. Now, you also have to be careful taking things for pain. No one likes to live with pain. Maybe you've taken extreme solutions, stuff that's just liquefying your innards. Maybe it's just a bottle of ibuprofen. I just got to get rid of this back pain so I can go to work. Why don't you try a supplement? I bet you never thought there was a supplement that could make it vanish. Not mask it for a little while, vanish. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. 100% drug-free. Over 1 million people have already tried it. Almost all of them called and ordered more. Why do you think they did that? Take it every day for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. If your pain is the same after 3 weeks, just drop it. Forget I ever told you about it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. But living like a refugee ain't that bad when Democrats bring you into the country, because the taxpayer will simply pay for everything of yours. And this is the modern day Democrat Party, a jaw-dropping exchange between Senator Mark Warner and this dude on CNBC. They just come right out and say it. The foreigner is the Democrat voting base.
What changed with Democrats? I know Biden let in 12 million. Is it about votes? Why didn't these people, is it a crime to be here? Not that they haven't committed a crime.
The border being as open as it was under Biden was one of the reasons Trump got elected. But the idea...
So you're glad it's closed now?
Do I think we ought to not have a fully open border? Absolutely. I've said that all along.
So with the 12 million that came in, what do we do?
The question I have for you is closing the border versus sending out ICE agents across the country to randomly pick up people based on quotas that have committed no crime.
How did Obama deport 5 million?
Done at the border.
I think it was a lot of that was done at the border.
They were sent back.
And the truth is, I don't think the American people signed up for this, where you see people who are working. There ought to be a path towards legality. We've worked on that. We've screwed that up, immigration reform, for years, both sides.
That's what they want. That's the ultimate goal. Now, it's not a requirement. If they just keep these people here long enough, then the people they've gotten here will have enough children. Because of our insane laws, those children are American citizens. On a long enough timeline, if we simply keep the people here, then Democrats will win in the end anyway. So amnesty, don't get me wrong, they love it. They would take amnesty, but what they cannot afford is deportation. What they need is these people to stay here long enough so they'll have 87 kids, all will be on welfare, all will vote Democrat, and Republicans will never win another election. That's why they're fighting so hard like this.
And I will continue to demand an independent and thorough investigation, continue to call on Congress in this moment to use appropriations and the power of the purse to rein in ICE. Again, I believe it should be abolished.
That's why they're fighting so hard like this.
And I think that we as Democrats should not, cannot vote for more money for this unaccountable Department of Homeland Security that is terrorizing people across the country. Not the worst of the worst, U.S. citizens, residents, people who have been here for 20 years without ever committing a crime.
Did you hear Portland's police chief? Portland's police chief, well, they had to have a little shootout out there with some Trende Aragua gangsters. Gangsters didn't make it. Hey, police chief, how'd you do?
There is an association with the two folks yesterday and TDA. I hesitated to even share this information.
TDA is Trende Aragua.
Initially, because I'm very aware of the historic injustice of victim blaming, oftentimes portrayed by law enforcement, including this very agency that I've represented so proudly for so many years. I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community.
Keep in mind, two allegedly TDA members run from the cops, get themselves killed. This is the chief of police. Wrap your head around this. Pretend for a moment like you're a good cop in Portland. Listen to this and tell me, are you staying in Portland or are you gone and you're going to leave that city to the animals?
Yes, he's getting choked up. I'm sorry. I'll rewind it a little bit. I interrupted him. It's too great.
By the way, this is why you need a male vitality stack from Chalk. Hold on. Let me rewind real quick. All right.
I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. it saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger. This information in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday. But it is important that we stay committed to the rule of law, that we stay committed to the facts, that we stay a trustworthy and legitimate police department for all of Portlanders.
The blue areas, I hope I'm wrong, but they're likely beyond salvage, at least in the near future. That's the chief of police. There was no escaping that this kind of mindless commie insanity was going to flow down into the police departments of these big communist cities. And now that it has, it's just wild. I mean, you remember last week, remember Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff of Philadelphia County? Remember this? This is the sheriff.
And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made up fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement. I don't call them none of that. I call them made up fake wannabe law enforcement. Because what they do is against not only legal law, but the moral law. So I'm with the DA, and we will work with them. If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke. Because we will bring it to you.
I'm sorry.
And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
You don't want this smoke.
Gosh. People be sexing.
Oh, great. Beaver Slayer. Thanks for your Rhodesia series. I can't believe how much you like that series. I can't stop watching YouTube videos about their military and problems. I have two questions, though. First, can you name just one sub-Saharan former colony which was better off after they gained independence and instituted majority African control? No, I can't, because it doesn't exist. That's one. Two, second, how could Rhodesia have provided more African control and participation without destroying the Western-type civilization that was there in 1980? Well, that's not possible. I've explained this before about America. Having everybody have a vote when they turn 18 is bonkers. It's insane. You don't allow everyone to have a say. In the same way, if you have a house with children, small children, everyone doesn't get to decide whether dad accepts that new job in another state. No. It's better for everyone if only the sharpest, most accomplished people make that decision. It helps not only the sharp, accomplished people, it helps the children who will benefit as well. You cannot have a wonderful society while giving everyone a vote in it, in the same way you can't have a wonderful club that allows everyone in. That's not possible. It's something that people, those of us on the right, it kind of makes us a little squeamish, right? We don't want to sound like we're excluding people. Why? I love excluding people. I make it a habit in my own personal life. I would highly recommend you do the same. I have all kinds of people and types of people I won't associate with. And you know what? I'm so much happier. I highly recommend it. One more segment. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there was a U-Haul that plowed into an anti-regime protest in Los Angeles. Iran, an Iranian regime, not our regime. I don't know why I can't get this sentence out. You know, they're having all these protests in Iran. People want the mullahs tossed. Well, apparently they had a big one in L.A. and some U-Haul truck plowed into the whole thing. Yes, the whole thing was on purpose, but that reminded me of me. You know, one of my first driving experiences? I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I'm not even going anywhere with it. We were in Ohio. You know, I grew up in a construction family. And we drove across the country multiple times. My dad was looking for work, trying to find a construction job in somewhere out west. Finally finds one in Montana. So we don't have any money for movers or anything like that. So we get a U-Haul and we load up the U-Haul, pack it all up ourselves, and across the country we go. Clear across the country from Ohio to Montana. Well, my dad decided, I was 10 years old. My dad decided that now was a good time for me to start learning how to drive. At 10 years old, with a U-Haul, Chris, with all the family's possessions in it. And my old man would sit me over in his lap because I wasn't tall enough to reach the pedals. He'd sit me in his lap, and I got to steer the U-Haul driving down the highway. There were no seatbelts or anything like that. It's fine. I obviously had things under control, but I learned, well, I guess in a way, I learned how to drive driving a U-Haul across the United States of America. That's a true story right there. It was Highway 90 or 80? I don't remember. It was too long ago. Highway 90 or 80. One of those northern highways, if you will. How about that? Republican senator vows to block Trump's Fed nominee over Powell investigation. I didn't really touch on this, but Jerome Powell, he's the Fed chair, head of the Federal Reserve, put out what essentially amounted to a hostage video over the weekend because he announced the Trump administration was looking into him. Why are they looking into him? Well, they've done $3 billion in renovations to the Federal Reserve building. That's a large amount of money for renovations. You can build a new building for obviously well under that. And the Trump administration is displeased with Jerome Powell, to put it mildly. No one knows at this point in time whether this is good old-fashioned political retribution, trying to get that guy to resign, whether he's actually corrupt. I hate the Federal Reserve, and I hate Jerome Powell anyway, so I'm not rooting for him. No one knows what it is yet. I do think it's funny, though, that Tom Tillis, he also doesn't know what it is yet, and he's throwing a hissy fit about the entire thing already. There's a tiny cabal of Republican senators, and they view their job as stopping you. That's how they view themselves. Some of them, like Tillis, they are retiring mercifully and going away. Some are not. Some are right there voting the wrong way every single time and praying that you're too stupid to hold them to account for it. Now, I've talked to you about my New Year's resolution, that this is going to be the healthiest year I've had in years. I've also decided that we need to make some changes here on the Jesse Kelly team. And that's why I talked to you about ZipRecruiter. If you have people who are a burden to you at work, maybe their first initial is a C, I would recommend ZipRecruiter, you see. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter find a replacement in the first day. Maybe it's a new employee. Maybe you have a new position. Maybe you have to look through the glass across the studio at somebody who holds you back day after day. That's where ZipRecruiter comes in. They make it easy. They make it fast. We're going to try to make 2026 a better year here on the Jesse Kelly Show, and that means we need to make changes. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse is where you go to look into that. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Minnesota may need ZipRecruiter to find a new governor soon. This was a little bit ominous from Scott Bessent.
Tim Walz is a coward. He is a coward. He would not guarantee that the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America would have police protection in the Minnesota state capitol. He is afraid of what is coming. And you know, he's not going to be able to hide behind this curtain because we will get there. And I don't have to go in the Capitol building to investigate him. I would love for him to come to Treasury and answer some questions. I can guarantee you that he will be safe and sound then, depending on what we discover. I don't know about his future. And you know, as I said earlier, that will be the only view of the Oval Office he ever gets.
I'm not so sure that Tim Walz is going to escape prison. The rumor mill, it's just the rumor mill right now, but the rumor mill is starting to really ramp up and that there's a possible resignation coming. I also will give you this little tidbit. There was a lot of press opportunity over the weekend, press opportunity in Minnesota where you would expect the governor to show up. Tim Walz never showed up at all. I'm telling you right now, the Democrat Party is fraud. Minnesota, I don't know if it's ground zero, but it's really, really bad there. Really, really bad there. Did the governor of Minnesota have something to do with it? And if he did, how bad is it? Did he know a guy who knew a guy who did it? Did he facilitate the whole thing himself? The way they're acting, the way they're talking, bad. This is the mayor of Minneapolis.
Well, look, Governor Walz is the reason that we've got paid family leave in Minnesota. He's the reason we've got free school lunches. Him and I, we've been through thick and thin.
But did he do enough to combat fraud,
over these
Mayor?
Last five
did he
years.
Do enough to combat
look,
fraud?
Look, look, obviously, everybody could have done more to prevent fraud. And I think that's a fair point to make. Do more to prevent fraud. And you look what he's doing right now. He's setting up a whole bunch of infrastructure to do that. And by the way, look, the fraud's real. We've all got to acknowledge it. The fraud is very real.
Even that dork mayor of Minneapolis acknowledges it's real. That's the only thing you need to take from that. I think it might get bad.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Are you dead? App designed for people living alone surges to number one in China. I guess that's one you only need to use once, right? Florida A&M official was caught on video saying DEI still exists under a new name. That's right. They're not sorry. They don't think they did anything wrong. They're just in hiding. U.S. revoked 100,000 visas since Trump's return. Don't ever let anybody tell you November didn't matter at all. We've made great changes already in this country. We did a good thing in November. Now you will do a good thing and show back up here tomorrow, all right? That's all.